prayed together, friends, didn't we, in that psalm, in Psalm 105, seek always the face of the Lord. Seek always the face of the Lord. Very often, we seek other things. We run after or grasp at things that don't ultimately speak to our human condition. But to seek always the face of the Lord is not some theoretical or theological kind of far-off speculative idea, but rather because of the incarnation, right, there is a real face to our salvation. There's a real face of Jesus Christ, a reality, a person to be encountered, not an idea to be conceptualized or somehow wrestled with, but a real person to be encountered. So when we pray, seek always the face of the Lord, it's not an idea. It's a reality. And there is a face which wants you to seek it. In that gospel, as we just heard from Matthew, he gives very interesting details, right, about who these apostles were, even to the point of saying who their parents were, the sons of Zebedee, right? Alphaeus and Thaddeus, all these individuals giving real identities. Why is the author doing this? Well, one reason could be this for you and I, the hearers of the gospel. To ground this in history, these aren't ideas. These are real people, individuals who followed after a real person who was Jesus Christ. The gospel today and that psalm together, I think, friends, gives us an opportunity to wake up to the reality of the gospel. This is not a book of nice ideas, but it's a reality which shaped human history and desires to shape our lives. So the challenge for us today, in whatever ways maybe perhaps we relegate the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to a nice idea, a comforting story, let's wake up to the reality of the gospel, the earth-shattering reality of the gospel, and seek always the face of the Lord.